الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we bring another episode for you of our program that goes by the name of Repentance. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing about a very important factor, a very important aspect of repentance, where many people, they have this misconception that repentance is not accepted, or even if you repent because of the excess of our sins, our repentance will not be accepted. And this sometimes also keeps them away from repenting. So our discussion today will revolve around this topic, inshallah. But first of all, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that whoever likes the fact that Allah Ta'ala, Allah Almighty, is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Almighty, then he should recite salat upon me in abundance. He who likes the fact that may Allah Almighty be pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Almighty, then he should send peace and salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. Again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how great this worship of reciting salat upon the Prophet is. This beautiful worship of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with that very individual. Which other goal can be achieved than this, that Allah Almighty is pleased with us? So, try to recite Durood in abundance, salat upon the Prophet in abundance, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased with us when we are presented in his court. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if a person repents wholeheartedly, meeting all his conditions, then his repentance is certainly and definitely accepted. Many people, as we spoke about it earlier, they think that their repentance will not be accepted due to the excess of sins, or they consider a certain sin to be a very, very big sin that they committed in the past. So based on this, their repentance will not be accepted. So if that is the case, why should they repent? So this is where this has been mentioned. And what we are trying to clarify the point is that if a person repents wholeheartedly, meeting all his conditions, all his prerequisites, then the repentance is definitely and certainly accepted. If someone has any kind of doubt in the acceptance of a repentance, despite it meeting all of its conditions and all its prerequisites, it is same as if someone doubts for light to spread despite the rising of sun, and he doesn't believe in darkness being removed. So this is how it has been compared. And just as if a person doubts that the cloth will not be clean despite being washed with washing powder. So this is the comparison that has been given, that a person who believes or who doubts that his repentance will not be accepted despite his repentance meeting all the conditions and prerequisites, it is same as if he believes or doubts that darkness will not go away or light will not spread after even the sun has risen. Or if a cloth is washed properly with a washing powder, still a person believes that the dirt from the cloth will not be removed. So this is how ulama, they have compared this very concept. However, when sins are excessive and exceed in numbers to the extent that they become the part of the routine and habit of the person, then its curse covers the whole heart. It covers the heart like a layer over layer. This is how the sin covers the heart, sin over sin. Then such a heart does not come towards repentance. It stays away from repentance. And sometimes people only verbally say that I repent. And they say that this would suffice, this is sufficient, and I've not repented. This is not the case, dear Mr. Madani channel. Its example is same as if someone verbally says that I've washed my clothes without him washing the clothes. He just verbally utters this sentence, these words, that I have washed clothes. Now, his saying of I have washed clothes will not make the clothes clean unless he does not adopt those means that would remove the dirt of the clothes, which means, of course, washing the clothes properly with the washing powder or soap, whatever one uses. One needs to fulfill all those dues for those clothes to be clean. Just mere utterance, verbal utterance of the word that I have washed clothes does not make clothes clean. Similarly, just verbal utterance of saying I repent will not make the repentance of a person valid until and unless all the conditions and prerequisites of that repentance have not been met. So this is the case of staying away from true repentance. Those who are drowned in this world, being heedless of the hereafter, are all overcome with this very fact, meaning staying away from repentance. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi ta'ala said that the following saying of Allah Almighty, that then indeed He is most forgiving for those who repent. So He says that this saying is regarding that person who sins and then repents, and then sins and then repents again. So we've been guided in the saying of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala, that this very saying, which is the 25th verse of Surah Bani Israel, that this is in relation to those who sin and then repent, and then sin again and then repent. So this should clarify this very ambiguity and a doubt of ours, that why should we repent? We have so many sins, you know, and because of these excessive number of sins or such and such major sin, our repentance will not be accepted. So what's the point of repenting? So this saying of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi alayh should be sufficient for us to clarify this concept in our minds, that repentance is accepted no matter how many sins you commit and no matter how many times you repent. In fact, it is necessary upon us to repent. And again, one of the main reasons why we do so is because we do not appreciate the life that we have been given, the breath that we have been given, the opportunity to repent that we have been given. We need to again follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah al-mubin, that how did they value their lives? How did they value their breaths that Allah Almighty gave them? And we need to learn from their seerah and try to implement those factors in our life as well, so that we can also draw ourselves closer to the path of repentance. Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he has stated that hurry up, what is your life? It is only these breaths that if they stop, then the continuation of those deeds will finish, through which you gain closeness to Allah Almighty. May Allah have mercy on that person who did self-accountability of his deeds and shed a few tears of his sins. So this saying of Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah serves as a beautiful guiding beacon for us, that we should carry out the self-accountability of our deeds, of our actions, and we should shed tears over our sins. Now this saying of Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah is very comprehensive in its own. Why? Because it also guides us towards repenting. How? As he's saying that a person should shed tears over his sins. So this is again one of the prerequisites, one of the conditions of repentance. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is saying that may Allah have mercy upon a person who sheds tears upon his sins, meaning who draws himself closer to the path of repentance. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that Allah's mercy is upon the one who sheds tears upon his sins, who holds himself accountable for his deeds. Let's hear to another beautiful saying of Hujjatul Imam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah, that what He guides us in this regard in his masterpiece work, Ihya al-Ulum. He says that if the seed of faith is not watered with worship, or the heart is left contaminated, the heart is left dirty with bad manners and engaged in the pleasure of this world, then expecting absolution, expecting salvation is similar to the expectations of a foolish and distracted person. Someone who is far away from repentance, someone who is involved in sins, for him to expect for having salvation is like the expectation of a foolish and distracted person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that an incapable, meaning a foolish person, is the one who operates his nafs following his desires, and in spite of this, he is hopeful from Allah Almighty. Meaning hopeful from Allah Almighty for salvation, hopeful from Allah Almighty for mercy. This is what we've been guided in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that someone, despite being involved in sins, despite being involved in following his nafs or making his nafs follow his desires and lust, for him to expect for mercy and salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is foolishness from him. Acceptance of repentance would obviously come into play once a person repents. And expecting salvation and mercy of Allah Almighty without repenting, without drawing oneself closer to Allah Almighty, without abandoning sins, is the expectation of a foolish person. Furthermore, the renowned commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naeem rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he states in regards to this hadith that the incapable word, incapable, mentioned in this hadith referred to the foolish person, meaning an unwise man, the foolish, who is dominated by his sinful nafs. He commits the act that leads him to hell, and he remains optimistic for paradise, saying that Allah is the most benevolent, he is the most merciful, he is the most forgiving. He who sows barley and bears hope to reap wheat, saying Allah is the most benevolent, Allah is the most merciful, he would convert barley into wheat at the time of harvesting, then this approach cannot be termed as optimism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran that, O man, what has deceived you away from your Rabb, from your Lord, the most beneficent? And Allah Almighty has stated that those who believe and those who migrated for the sake of Allah and fought in Allah's cause, they are hopeful of gaining Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. To plant barley and hope to reap wheat is a satanic deception and a suspicion of the nafs. Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah has stated that false hope has taken some people off the right path of doing good deeds, like sin or false saying. False hope is also sin. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this is quite comprehensive, a detailed definition, commentary of this hadith, that for us to hope for something else to be harvested after we sow something else is foolishness. It is not optimism. Similarly, if we stay away from repentance, we keep committing sins, and we hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour upon us, this is nothing but foolishness. We need to have our direction sorted. We need to tread upon the right path. We need to determine our path, that which path are we going to tread upon. And if we want the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour upon us, then we need to abandon sins. We need to abstain from sins. We need to perform pious deeds. We need to repent wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the mercy of Allah Almighty can downpour upon us. Again, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah states in Ihya al-Ulum that Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala states that, according to me, the biggest deception is that with the hope of forgiveness, without being regretful, a person accelerates in doing sins. Without following the commands of Allah Almighty, he accepts to gain the proximity of Allah Almighty, i.e. plants a seed for hell and expects fruits of paradise, whilst doing sins, whilst committing sins, seeks the dwelling in the house of worshipping people, i.e. paradise, without good deeds, awaits for being rewarded, and in spite of injustice and violence, he anticipates absolution, a salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are hopeful for absolution, but do not tread upon the right path. No doubt, a ship cannot sail on land. So this is what Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned, quoting from Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, guiding us. How can we hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour upon us if we are far away from repentance, if we do not tread upon the right path, if we do not perform pious deeds? The way a ship cannot sail on land, the way we cannot expect to harvest a wheat after sowing barley. Similarly, how can we expect salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we expect for absolution from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after committing sins, after remaining engrossed in sins, after staying away from repentance, after staying away from pious deeds, after staying away from the deeds that draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is foolishness, nothing else. After committing sins day in, day out, how can we expect for the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour upon us? How can we expect to attain salvation and absolution from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? This is absolute foolishness. This is not optimism. This is something that is actually harming our society. There are a number of people who say that, you know, Allah Almighty is the most forgiving. Allah Almighty is the most merciful, so He will forgive us. Yes, Allah Almighty is the most merciful. He Almighty is the most forgiving. But at the same time, He is also Qahhar. He is also Jabbar. He Almighty will also inflict severe punishments upon the disbelievers and also upon many sinful Muslims. Many sinful Muslims will also go to hellfire because of their ill deeds, because of their evils, because of their sins. So at the same time, when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be Rahim and Kareem, at the same time, we also need to remember that He Almighty is also Qahhar and Wahhab. He is also Jabbar and Qahhar. We must not forget this. Do not move away from the right path out of the delusions of the mercy of Allah Almighty. Always be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst treading upon the path of righteousness, upon the path of piety. Then inshallah azawajal, we can hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour upon us. We can hope for to attain salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And all this, of course, takes us back to the same point where we started our discussion from, that we need to repent wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only then we can abstain from sins, only then we can abandon sins. Without sincere and true repentance, we cannot attain this rank. This rank is conditioned with true repentance. And clear your minds from the concept that our repentance will not be accepted. It will be accepted. It has been promised by Allah Almighty in the Quran that your repentance will be accepted. And Allah Almighty does not go against His promise. We've been guided about this fact in the Quran. So our repentance will be accepted. Don't have this doubt at all. But the repentance should meet its criteria, should meet its conditions. Then our repentance will be accepted. The way darkness is removed once sun rises, similarly, our repentance will be accepted when we make sincere repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will be considered as foolish individuals who expect and hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty despite staying indulged and engrossed in sins. Don't be amongst those people. Don't be amongst those unfortunate people who have fallen prey to this satanic whisper and satanic delusion. Be amongst those fortunate people who repent wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who tread upon the path of piety, path of righteousness, and then hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty and salvation on the Day of Judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly in His court, and may Allah Almighty enable us to be firm in abandoning sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Forgive me, oh, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, have mercy on me, guide me.